The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. Read from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus cried out and said, "Whoever believes in me, not only me, but also in the one who sent me, whoever sees me, sees the one who sent me. I came into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not observe them, I do not condemn him. For I did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. Whoever rejects me and does not accept my words has something to judge him. The word that I spoke, it will condemn him on the last day. Because I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me command me what to say and to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. So what I say as the Father told me. The Gospel of the Lord. If we want to learn how to pray, we should have proper textbooks. And of course, the Bible should be number one. And most specifically, the Gospels. However, the liturgy, the prayers that we have in the Mass, is another abundant source of prayer for us. So at the very beginning of the Mass, we prayed for thirst. We would have thirst. Not simply physical thirst, but spiritual thirst for the Word of God, but even more so for the bread of life in the body and blood of Christ in Mass. And that's why we're here. We should pray for even more and more hunger and thirst as we get older. Hunger and thirst for God. And as Jesus says in the Gospel today, for eternal life. First reading, two great missionaries, Saul of Tarsus and Barnabas. How did it come about? The Holy Spirit took possession of them. Then the community prayed and fasted. Then the Holy Spirit said, take aside Paul and Barnabas for the mission. They were sent especially to preach. Now, if you're coming to Mass every day, and you're listening to the Word of God, the first reading, the Psalm, the Gospel, the homily, and you're watching the person of the Pope, you should feel within yourselves a great desire to be a missionary. Now, how are you going to do that? You have to be open to the Holy Spirit. Last night it was with a big group of people, poor people in Compton, the Church of Our Lady of Victory, and these people coming from all over the place, and we're preaching to them, we're encouraging them. That's my interpretation of how to be a missionary, to go from one parish to the next, to try to consecrate people to Mary. That's my interpretation of this first reading, for me. But I feel that you should read this and you should feel uncomfortable with that. It should make you feel uncomfortable. Because there are so many souls to be saved today. Especially in the biggest diocese in the country, Los Angeles. So read that again today and ask the Holy Spirit through Mary's intercession, how can I be a modern missionary? Okay, today we celebrate the feast day of Saint Damien of Molokai. It's his feast day today, May 10th. Saint Damien was a missionary. Saint Damien was born in Holland. Saint Damien became a religious priest of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Saint Damien wanted to be a missionary, but he wanted to be a missionary sent to a very special place. It was Molokai. Maybe some of you have heard of this saint. Maybe some of you have seen the movie of Molokai. Great movie. Let me express to you a couple of scenes that impressed me most. First scene that really impressed me was that Damien, he starts to preach and he says, "We the lepers." Not you the lepers, we the lepers. He identified himself with them. You might say, well, when he arrived, he was not a leper. Why did he say that? Because he recognized that he was a spiritual leper. We, the lepers of St. Peter Chanel. I'm a leper. You're a leper too. We're all spiritual lepers. We all can be healed. If you read the Magnificat, there's a little excerpt, very beautiful excerpt, only paragraph where he says that if he could not heal them like Christ, at least he could give them loving compassion. Beautiful. Another scene that touched me in the movie is that there was a leper, a woman, that tried to tempt him. When he was in his room late at night, this leper woman comes in, tries to tempt him, and he rejects the temptation. All of us are going to be tempted in our lives. Maybe not exactly like that. But like Father Damien, we got to be strong. We got to be firm. We have to reject temptations as soon as possible. Another beautiful scene is you have a leper who would be Peter O'Toole, a very famous American actor, who's a man who basically is a non-believer. Basically, he's an atheist. Father Damien goes after him and he visits him and he comforts him. And he encourages him to the very end. How are we going to convert people that don't believe? Not so much by words, but by love and kindness. The apostolate of kindness and love is what's going to convert a lot of people. Another scene, one of my favorites, and probably one of your favorites, is that Father Damien wanted to have another priest or two priests to be with him on the island because he was a religious. I'm a religious too. I live in a community with five brothers. he suffered loneliness. And he also suffered because, like us, he was a sinner and he had a conscience, and his conscience bothered him. He couldn't go to confession. So, incredible scene, he gets on his rowboat and he rows out to a ship nearby in which there was a priest, actually a bishop. And from his rowboat, he yelled out his sins in French. How would you like to come up here on the microphone and yell out your sins? Who would be ready to volunteer? I don't think anybody. That's pretty embarrassing. And I think what that teaches us is this. We should appreciate the fact that you've got priests hearing confessions for you every day, three times a day. You should say thank you to God for that. And then you don't have to go down to Long Beach, get into a rowboat, and row out to the Queen Mary and yell out your sins. You don't have to do that. How appreciative we should be in the importance of having our conscience pure and clean. Very important. And finally, of course, the end of the movie shows Father Damien is a leper. He knew he was going to contract leprosy. But he didn't know that he was going to be there for more than 10 years. He thought that he'd probably be dead of leprosy after 4 or 5 years. He lived twice as long. And he made this, a protocol was you never touch a leper. He would touch and hug lepers and touch them as we would touch any normal people. Because he loved them. And he really believed if I'm going to be a leper, God can prevent it or God can allow it to happen. In other words, his love for these lepers went way beyond his own personal security, his comfort zone. As Pope Francis constantly is saying, we have to go out of our comfort zone. So you're called to be a missionary, like Father Damien. Do you still like to be in your comfort zone, your security zone? Let's pray for the grace to break through our comfort zone, like Father Damien, and be willing to drop the nets and to bring many people to Christ. You are all called to be missionaries. The harvest is rich, the laborers are few. You are called to be the laborers. Amen.